Alan Hopkins. Many of you heard him introduced earlier, and he's going to do three songs, and he's invited us to play on the first one. What key, Alan?
G.
G. You got that, folks? G. I think the song has a chorus, too.
I hope you guys feel like singing, because I've been playing about 40 years, and I've discovered that the louder you sing, the better I sound. So it's just the way it works out. I came down for the New England Folk Festival, which was last weekend, and if you've never been to that, you should go, because it is wonderful and not expensive and has a tremendous variety of music and dance and workshops and jamming, and it's a great weekend. It's down in Mansfield, mid-April, down at the high school there. And so it's neffa.org on the computer. You can look up and find out when it's going to be next year. I've been going for 18 years. I think they call that recidivism.
That's 15 to 20, it sounds.
He runs a lot of workshops while he's there, too.
I have to. Did you hear about the guy who left his banjo in the back seat of his car in a bad neighborhood downtown, and he forgot to lock the door, and he was gone about a half an hour, and then the thought struck him: Oh my God, I left my banjo in the back seat with the door unlocked. He went running back, but he was too late. There were three other banjos in the back seat.
Hear that, Faith?
I'm required to sing this song in Boston. You know the chorus. Let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unknown. Poor old Charlie, he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, then he changed for Jamaica Plain. But when he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off that train. Let's hear it, folks. Did he ever return? No, never return. And his fate is still unknown. He may ride for, he may ride forever. Leave the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? And how can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea, my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still under shame and schedule. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. Have to pay and pay, by the fare increase and vote for Joe.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd also like to say that I am very appreciative of Ellen and Jake for inviting me to come up and sit in with them and to have them help me out as well. And I think they do a wonderful job running this open mic. I'm going to sit down now. I'm a collector of weird instruments, and I brought one tonight. This is called an octaphone. An octaphone. Just one. This is sort of a cross between a tenor guitar and a mandolin that the Regal Corporation in Chicago made back in the 30s. They were well-known purveyors of cheap instruments. This one retailed for the princely sum of $15. And since I wore my green shoes tonight, I thought I ought to do an Irish tune. This is a terribly sad Irish ballad. It is so sad it even is called The Funeral. And it is to the tune of the Temperance Reel, which of course is very inappropriate since there is no temperance in this song. An invitation to go to a funeral, but to his sad misfortune, the fellow didn't die. Of course, he told the mourners he was vexed at disappointing us, but he apologized, so we let the thing go by. To make up for disappointing us, he took us out and treated us and bought a pint of porter for a company of 10. Until someone asked just whose money was he squandering, so we put the fellow's eyelids into mourning there and then. Then the owner of the beer shop, observing we were riotous, gave orders to evict us. But of course we did refuse. So he whistled up some loafers who were lounging in the corner, and for 10 or 15 minutes we were terribly abused. Then we left the beer shop, and down the street we staggered, where a gang of corner boys started pelting us with mud. We told them to chuck it, and they said that they were doing so, and so we turned on them and left them lying where they stood. Well, the next we did encounter was an army of Salvationers who rifled all our pockets till we begged that we'd be saved. Then little Mad McGinty got invited to the station house for inquiring of a policeman if his appetite was shaved. To make up McGinty's bail, every man took off his undershirt. Down to the pawn shop we took the jolly lot. We told the man we only wanted 10 and 6 pence on them, but there's enough on them already, was the answer that we got. But we got our 10 and 6 pence and went off to free McGinty. Ah, but the devil take the dram shop that met us on the way. For, of course, we couldn't pass it without taking some refreshment. We drank up every penny of the fine we had to pay. And we bought a concertina for to make the high hilarity, though none of us could play it, though we tried our best and worst. We knocked a lot of noise from it, if that's of any benefit. We handled it so gently that the bellows it did burst. Whiskers and began to read the riot act. He swore he put two heads upon the fellow who did that. So Maloney hit Mahoney, and Mahoney hit some other man, and everyone hit anyone to whom he owed a spite. And the crippled McNamara, who'd been sitting doing nothing got a kick that blacked his eye for not indulging in the fight. Now the liquor being into us, the sense was nearly out of us, so for a bit of rioting we straightway did prepare. We battered one another till we all weren't worth three hickens, and we'd put a brand new carpet on the floor of skin and hair. We battered one another till the police separated us and marched us off to jail with bloody noses and black eyes. I myself got 30 days, and to me it's proved a lesson. Never go to funerals until somebody dies. Thank you. Well, the last song mentioned the concertina, so I will finish up with one on the concertina that does have a chorus. If you're ever in Rochester, please stop in. We have some great music down there, too. This one has a chorus. It's about, now what this is about is something that we don't have to face tonight. It's what, when you're at a session in a pub or a bar and they tell you it's closing time, and yet you have 10 more songs that you really wanted to do. It's called All the Tunes in the World. And it was written by a Scottish songwriter by the name of Ian McVicar, who says he wrote it in honor of a friend of his, a piper, who whenever they came to be time, that they would call time gentlemen in the pub, he would think of 10 more songs he just had to play. And the chorus is, all the tunes in the world are dancing around in your head. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er, so you'll just have to sing them instead. Okay, now the gantry is that shelf behind the bar where the bartender has the clock. And I understand in Scotland it's often 10 o'clock that they close things. Oh, lay down the borrowed guitar, lay down the fiddle and bow. You'd like one more drink at the bar, but the manager says you must go. And all the tunes in the world are dancing around in your head. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. You'll just have to sing them instead. Let's try that chorus. All the tunes in the world. All the tunes in the world are dancing around in your head. Are dancing around in your head. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. You'll just have to sing them instead. You'll just have to sing them instead. Let's try it all together. And all the tunes in the world. Says playtime is o'er, you'll just have to sing them instead. Oh, lay down the jig and the reel, lay down the planks, the inside. Everyone knows how you feel, but there's no time to take one more ride. All the tunes and all the tunes in the world. The clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. You'll just have to sing them instead. Oh, the barmaid has put on her coat. The barman has emptied the slops. The manager's pals are afraid that the music might bring in the cops. And all the tunes in the world are dancing around in your head. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. You just have to sing them instead. Oh, everyone here feels the same. Yes, you deserve one more. But you know the rules of the game, so it's time to go bay at the moon. And all the tunes in the world are dancing around in your head. But the clock on the gantry says playtime is old. You'll just have to sing them instead. One more time. The clock on the gantry says playtime is o'er. You'll just have to sing them instead. Thank you all very much.
But a big hand for Alan Hopkins. And as he said earlier tonight, if you want him to sit